Hello and welcome to the LARP News Podcast with myself, Bungle, and the wonderful Millie.
Hello.
And today, what are we talking about, Millie?
Oh, it's just this little old thing called Empire. E1, baby.
A little pre-LARP episode. The bane of Dave's existence and a little bit mine. We're keeping Ian's torch alive and seeing what we can discuss. What we've been up to over the longest arc in preparation for Empire.
This Empire coming up is going to be a spicy, spicy event.
Oh, it is going to be very, very busy, I feel.
Oh my god, yeah.
Because we have finally got a throne.
Woohoo!
Despite all the miscommunication from the last event in regards to, oh, the Nine can still veto it before it's actually made official, turns out, nope, there was actually a little grace period at the end of last event where mm-hmm. the vetoes could have been put in, and apparently the Nine decided they were not vetoing the vote.
Yeah.
In-game, we've only had one Empress. Well, Imperatrix, yeah. I believe, was the title they preferred. So, what have you been up to in the preparation for Empire E1?
Well, I won't lie. I have had a horrible work schedule for the last 10 weeks of my life. So I've done very little. I've done a player event, which we both went to.
Yeah.
We went to Reaper's Rest, where we did some schmoozing, some fine dining.
Yeah, and you swapping clothes with random people. a person.
Hey, what Agni does in her spare time when she's got a beautiful dress.
I'm not
dress.
Complaining.
It was the whole thing. I think I really
Keyes was very confused in his head at this point. He was just like, what the...
Oh, I'm sure Keyes found it absolutely incredible. But I think we also got a really cool diplomatic team band cover album artwork.
Yeah.
From the phenomenal photographer that was there. And then we just did a lot of schmoozing. We're recording this on the Monday. It's going to be released on the Thursday for all of you keen pre-LARPers that are going to get to the field early. I am going to bake loads of cakes, I think.
Ooh.
There's a banana bread recipe with my name on it, just because I can do very little with my work hours at the moment. So I'm going to come home, bake a cake. Yeah. Read the wins, because oh my god, they are spicy too.
Yeah, I've scanned the wins. There's a couple I'm quite interested in having a proper deep read into.
Yeah, I spent most of my day today reading the wins, and I have very good gossip coming up, which is quite exciting.
Oh, I look forward to hearing it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. But what did you do, Bungle? I've seen you've been getting a bit craftsy.
I've decided to As I've been putting it to a lot of my friends, is I've been challenging my Victorian housewife,
mm-hmm.
and I've taken up embroidery.
It's so good, though.
So far, I've just done a couple of, I think I've knocked out about four things so far.
Mm.
Like, just a couple of runes were the first things I did, one of which I'm probably going to end up giving to Callum, because the Rune of Courage.
Nice.
So I'll be throwing that his way.
I hope you're going to extort Benno de Carver for such a beautiful piece.
I'll try, but he's got nothing to give.
The poorest priest.
If he's anything like me, he's the poorest priest. All priests are poor. We have no money. We have nothing but Liao, and no one wants to buy Liao.
That's fair.
I've knocked up a thing which has got the Ashbourne logo on, mm-hmm. and just a random spirally fawny branch, which I am planning on doing as basically a living history of the Ashbourne. So mm-hmm. I'll be embroidering all of our members' names onto it.
Nice.
Obviously, Agnes will be getting out to it at the end of this event.
Mm.
so that's another thing we've got looking forward to this event.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're doing that.
And I'm leaving my Star Seekers and I am becoming a fully fledged Ashbourne. I'm so excited.
We've stolen her away. Obviously, as we mentioned earlier, we've got the throne, coronation, everything going on.
That's going on the Saturday, which I am so glad about, because we didn't mention this before. I'm only turning up on the Saturday.
Well, you're not getting to, was it midnight Friday, or are you actually coming Saturday morning?
I haven't decided yet, because like I said, with my work hours, I'm not going to leave work until about 11:30, 12 o'clock on this Friday night, which means that if I go to Anvil that night, I'm not going to arrive until 1 o'clock in the morning, which is way too late to try and unload my gear and get it into your tent without tripping over a somewhat drunken Ashbourne or two. I wasn't gonna say it. So it's one of those things where I was like, I want to be there, and I am gutted that I'm not gonna be there for the first day. but then I'm going to turn up bright and sprightly, freshly showered and ready to go on the Saturday, because the Grendel are back as well.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that has really sort of smashed everything together. Yeah. Well, together or apart, as it should be.
Oh, yeah.
Probably said.
I mean, Madruga, R.I.P. Madruga.
Yeah, Madruga is absolutely smouldering.
Mm-hmm.
And having a look at the battle opportunities for this upcoming weekend, it's going to be Madruga, or Mareeve.
Ooh.
All of which will be Grendel, Grendel, or Grendel.
Yeah, that's one thing I did over the Long Dark was buy a lot of purple.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate the field anymore, so I don't really need to worry about it.
Mm.
I mean, things may change towards this year. I'm thinking possibly venturing back out onto the field, maybe, but
yeah.
Have to see how my knees and general health holds out.
That's one thing, like, over the Long Dark, I have not been going to the gym, so I am really looking forward to seeing just how fit or not fit I am. And I'm thinking that after Empire, I'm going to start getting back into the gym and sorting out my fitness properly.
Yeah, same. I mean, I have a gym membership, and it's probably the most expensive gym membership I've had because I have barely been. So I've probably been twice since the start of my contract rollover.
Yeah.
So I probably need to pull my finger out, and perhaps then I'll actually be able to hit the field without feeling like I'm dying.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a really fun event, because on the Saturday we've got the coronation, and the way that they're doing that is it's kind of like a coronation procession.
Yes, I've got the orders and times here, right? If you would like to hear it.
Oh my God, let's go.
Yeah. So obviously our incoming throne is a Varushkin, so they're starting in Varushka. Yay. Nice. And that's starting at, I think, 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
At least they're doing sort of the parade round.
Yeah.
So 1:30 Varushka, then onto Highgard, then Urizen.
Nice.
The Marches.
Nice.
The League.
Nice.
Imperial Orcs.
Ooh.
Then the Navarre, Wintermark.
Yeah.
Dawn, then the Brass Coast, finally.
Nice. I am really intrigued as to see what's going to happen, because part of the thing is that this is an opportunity for each of the nations to greet our incoming empress. And I'm really fascinated to see what nations do.
Yeah, it'd be quite interesting to sort of go around with it.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm trying to think what time afternoon Senate session normally is on a Saturday.
4:00.
4:00. Okay, brilliant. So this thing finishes at 3:00, then they do the coronation on a field near Anvil, and then it'll be, boom, straight off to their first Senate session, where there'll be actually someone sitting on the throne.
I know.
And we may be there, we may not. Depends on, A, what time the election is being held for Gellert's Senate seat, and if it's already prior to that, if he wins it.
Yeah. I think I'm kind of interested to just see how it goes. I mean, we've got, so like you touched on, we've got Gellert's re-election. So we're going to be in the Songs and Stories circle fighting for our right to be the diplomatic powerhouse that we are.
Yeah, I mean, there is always the option as being his proxy of just standing against him just for shits and giggles.
Yeah,
so he doesn't.
I will neither encourage my IC husband nor discourage him.
Yeah, so I may do it, just to get an experience of doing it, because whether the full-blown Senate game is what I want, I'm still not 100% sure. It has been a lot of fun, but it's one of those sort of things like, do I want to do this full-time, or...
Yeah, it is interesting. I think we've learned quite a lot doing it for a year.
Yeah.
And I think I'm really excited to see if anyone stands against Gellert. Or if nobody does, or, you know, if you do, I think it would be really interesting. And then also, depending on how that goes, Dave and I have got a cheeky little plan, which I will not talk about now, but I'm very excited for it.
Is this a plan that I'm allowed to be in on beforehand, or?
Oh yeah, no, I'll tell you about
it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I don't do well with surprises. No, you see,
it's a very fun thing. So if we lose, I am not fussed. I think it's just going to be really nice to see everyone again. I am so excited just to annoy people. And by annoy people, I mean shower them with love and affection, steal their weapons, get threatened with an execution, and then just go home.
Yeah, it is quite amazing how much of my event is usually spent returning weapons that you've stolen.
What can I say? I am a good game generator.
Yeah, game. Convincing members of the Reapers not to kill you.
I don't know. I haven't annoyed enough people in Dawn yet. I might venture into Dawn because I hear that there's some plans are brewing over there in that nation. So yeah, we'll see. I think as well, I might try and get on a skirmish. Oh, this is something I want to talk to you about, actually. There's an opportunity in the Winds, which we were talking about roads.
Roads. Yes.
It's all about getting a road network in Hyrkinia and a load of other different nations.
I believe, if I'm correct, that is the Road Out of Nowhere Wind of Fortune.
Yeah.
The Senate using single commission to extend existing road networks to Midwald, Mornwald, Skarsind, Summerswerk, Werewater, and Hyrkinia. Mm-hmm. I was speaking with Dave about that this very weekend, I believe, saying that that's something that he needs to speak with the various members from these, like Midwald, Mornwald, Skarsind, Summerswerk, Werewater, if any of them are going to be putting forward that.
Well, I have a good relationship with my dear Senator for Skarsind.
Yes, we met him him for the first time
at the Reapers. He gave, I have a little tradition with this character in the fact that once an event, I bring either beer or cake and they bring the other. So this time I'm bringing the cake and he's bringing the beer. At Reapers, I was the beer. So I think it's going to be good fun. I'm going to try and learn a lot about the orcs this summit as well, I think.
Yeah. And I've gotten very well with him because we both are not big fans of the Thule.
Ah. Also, Great Forest Orcs, they had a lot of good military maneuvers from Navari allies. They succeeded in overthrowing, it was in one of the other wins, but they succeeded in their sort of military maneuvers and kicking out some of their enemies. So I'm kind of hoping that there's a little bit more game with the Great Forest Orcs.
Yes, I know obviously that's been a lot on Trafford has been doing a lot of the back and forth with them, and Thrunin is the first load of settled Great Forest Orcs in the region. We actually do have a group now in Hyrkinia as well, I believe. They're basically tending to the Werewood Forests.
Yeah, and there is a lot, like I think it's all just sinking in just how much has gone on in Anvil over the Long Dark. There's stuff going on with the Fenny, which my good friend Harry is deeply involved in. There's a load of skirmishes going out to aid the Fenny on the Friday, which is gutting because I won't be there. One of the Entwined Paths has to organise a skirmish.
I believe it's because they won the auction to take a ministry.
Mm.
And that ministry is in Redoubt, which is, I think, one of the places that has been a little bit foobarred by Grendel.
Yeah.
So basically, since it's affecting an area that you technically run or look after, it's down on you. Like, I know there's a couple of First Thing skirmishes on the Friday.
Mm.
One of which is to rescue a bunch of knights errant from Brocilliand.
Nice.
So that's fallen onto the Knight of the Greenwood, which is, a Dornish title.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a quick look at that. Yeah, I think a Dornish title, where basically they're organizing Dornish knights who fight against Forlorn.
Yeah. Ooh, that's interesting.
So basically it's someone from Dawn who's decided, I think I should be the one who arranges all that stuff through Forlorn, and basically because it's fighting against Forlorn spawn in Brocilliand to save a bunch of knights errant, it's down to that person to arrange it.
Oh, that's cool.
Much like another First Thing, early one in, again, another Naval based one is Thrunin.
Yeah.
Where basically it is to, because their trods got decimated by the Cold Sun.
Yeah.
They found a Forlorn Heart Reggio.
Yeah.
Which is currently under Circles of Rot, which is a ruinous Reggio. So basically spewing out horrid and shit and Valorn.
Yeah.
So it's to basically convert that to be do the Dance of Navarre and Fawn, boom, have that, casting that out to reawaken the trods, to give Valorn more, to push back the Valorn and bring the trods back to as they should be. But that is two openings of the gate, one of which is initially done by the Spear of the Seven, who is a lovely chap in, I believe, over in Blackscar.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it's to, that is, to go in, smash the Vlorn up, tell them to fuck off, or get the Vlorn chasing after them. Then a few minutes later, gates reopen for a Spring Coven to come in, and that's being arranged by the Archmage of Spring.
Oh my god, there is a lot. I mean, obviously, Empire is always very combat-centric anyway, but I think you mentioned Cold Sun earlier, which I am really intrigued to see what the game team do with that, because...
Yeah,
we've heard mixed, because I got so excited at the end of last event where I heard, I mean, again, this isn't all confirmed, so it could all just be hearsay and rumor. I heard that kids at the academy had gone out on a skirmish to sort of just play music. So had gone out playing music and they'd run into a band of Cold Sun and found out that music affects them somehow, which is what I'm kind of like confused about. We found out that Cold Sun were potentially going after like music sites or something like
they are. I'm trying to, because I've literally read this evening in one of the wins in regards to the Cold Sun stuff, where they are targeting basically areas of interest, like the area they were first went in Hakinia was at the north.
Mm-hmm.
They then disappeared and reappeared on the other side of Hakinia.
Mm-hmm.
Near where we just finished our Great Library.
Oh, so like centres of like culture.
So yeah, centres of culture seem to be what the Cold Sun are wanting to target.
Yeah.
I think the music thing was purely because it was being performed by the children.
Yeah.
It seemed to affect them more, whereas if it was to be performed by adults.
Yeah.
There's no knowing if that would actually do anything.
I think either way, we've heard conflicting news about what affects the Cold Sun and what is their weaknesses, and I'm really interested to see how the game team handle it and whether or not we will discover what their weaknesses are, because I think something that made the Cold Sun so terrifying last event was the fact that they were new. Nobody knew how to kill them, and they were decimating. And absolutely, like you say, steamrolling a huge amount of players, like seasoned players were killing off the characters. And I think come E1, E2, I'm conflicted, my dear Bungle. I am very conflicted because I don't want the answer too soon. I want a bit, you kind of want a bit of the carrot and the stick, right? You kind of want to go, oh, is it over here? And then like do a bit of investigating and find out.
Yeah, it shouldn't be one that we go all of a sudden like, bing, this is how we do it, and we just do it and wipe them out.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, admittedly, they are, I think they're heralds of one of the Eternals.
One of the Eternals, yeah.
Yeah, they're Eternal, heralds of an Eternal.
Hmm.
So, I mean, there's always that thing where basically, can we just jank up an Eternal?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I think it's something that I want to investigate a little bit more. I want to have a look at it. I want to see what's going on. See, because again, like the military game isn't one that I've been part of. One, I'm a healer, and two, I lack any kind of ability to get sort of in on the battlefield. And it's not anything to do with skill. It's a mental block that I have because there's just so many people on the battlefields in Empire. So, I kind of like the idea that there's a little bit of an intellectual challenge when it comes to fighting the Cold Sun. So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be one that's going to need, because it seems, I think one of the things that was confirmed is basically from the first encounters with them when they were very basic doing things, they got more and more used to our fighting styles and tactics and were learning from that.
Ooh. Kind of like so it's AI. One of those,
yeah. Almost like it is a ChatGPT battlebot.
Oh my god.
But yeah, so the Cold Sun is going to be a very interesting way forwards. What's going on there?
Yeah.
I think a lot of the actual individual skirmishes are probably going to be dealing with either
the Grendel
or with the Cold Sun.
Yeah.
Like I say, there's a couple, that initial one I saw, which is a Vlorn based one.
Yeah.
Which,
I mean, obviously, because I'm only getting there on the Saturday, I don't think I'm going to have much time for the skirmishes, but we'll see. I think that it's also Festival of the Reaper again. So,
oh, yeah.
We've got Coronation, got Festival of the Reaper. There's so much going on. There's something in the marches. Like, I want to go do icy food more. And I know there's a new soup kitchen opening up in the marches, which I'm very excited to go and try. There's just so much. I'm so excited to be in a field.
Yeah, that's one of the things I'm really looking forward to is seeing the folks I haven't seen, like some of them I saw at Reapers, some I haven't seen for even longer. So it is going to be just so much fun to see all those wonderful faces.
No, it's going to be so good. With a good cup of various different beverages.
Yep.
And good food, good people. I am very excited to see you all. And anyone that's listening in the car as we go, or potentially already in the field and hyping themselves up.
Yep.
I hope that like everyone has a really good event. Cannot wait to hear people's stories and see what they got up to. I'm excited to hear about your game more. What have you got going on? You're going to do potentially, so we've got Hercynia election potentially running, who knows? And Coronation Senate. You got any other fun plans this event?
I'm planning to meet up with you people, just have a proper sit down chat. Perhaps put my guide hat on and do that sort of game. I am toying with losing my congregation and opting for a different resource, mainly because with the congregation stuff, if you don't do stuff in synod, it can really fuck up the numbers.
Oh, okay.
So initially I was thinking, well, I'll have a look at some of the synod stuff, and it was just like, I don't know if sort of reading for all this stuff is really for me. I mean, I'm not the best reader at the best of times. I mean, they're making the voting system much easier this time around, apparently.
Yeah, there's been a lot of game rule changes.
Yes, there's been a lot of game rule changes, a lot of voting rule changes as well. So I might have a look into it again this summit, but I've got the feeling Keyes is probably going to continue doing stuff as a guide and still have all the priestly skills.
Yeah.
But perhaps not necessarily have the congregation backing him up. Perhaps he's finally decided, get my military unit back together and we'll go fight for the Empire once more.
Yeah, well, I retrained my skills. So I've opted out of one of my hero points and my stay with me. But I've gone into Alchemist.
Ooh.
And one of the rule changes that I'm most excited about is the fact that we can now craft potions in downtime from our inventory.
So if you've got a herb garden, that's even better. Mate,
I'm so excited. It's actually going to encourage me to hand in my resources at the end of each summit.
Yeah.
Which is going to be so useful because it means that I can do more trading, I can do all of this stuff, which is going to be good.
Yeah.
So that's going to be exciting. I'm going to get big into the potion brewing game.
Definitely not drugs.
No, I actually haven't gone for drugs.
Ooh.
No, I went for I had a couple of points to spend actually because I forget. I don't know how often you get experience points at Empire. Is it once every two summits?
Every two summits, I believe you get one after E1 and one after E3.
Yeah. So
if you have attended E2 as well, I think if you've only attended E1 and E3, whether you still get 2 points.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll have a look at it, but I think it's so. I had experience points burns basically, so I got a few recipes.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of slowly retraining my stay with me's and a couple of other things to go for more craft based things. Because I think that I'm gonna. It gives me a bit more chance to sort of hang out with Ian a little bit as well.
Yeah. It's like with mine because I'd had my characters from when I first started going to Empire. And I had not done any additional XP spends because my aim was like, because if you don't use that XP, it passes on to your next character.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, so you can basically, if you hold on to XP, your next character will get that XP you've saved. But then I was sort of like, get to that point where I'm no longer taking the field. I've got 16 points of XP to spend or something ridiculous amounts of points sitting there. Just go, well, what are you going to do with these then? And that's how I ended up going down the guy. The priest game. I was like, you know what, sorry, let's try priesting. Boom, 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 boom. Did all that. I had most of the priest skills before it had even been dedicated to a virtue.
Do you vote in synod? You do with your congregation, but not...
Basically, your congregation points is what you give, is your voting block.
Do you think you're going to vote in synod this time then?
I might do. If I do anything, I'm probably more likely just be within National Assembly rather than General. Because it's the national one that gets more fucked up by people with congregations that don't use it.
Okay.
Because obviously it's a smaller group of people. So something could lose a greater majority just by one person showing as an abstained.
Interesting.
So.
Okay. I'm gonna do a bit of research into the whole synod game then.
Oh, well, you think you're coming over to my side of the game, are you?
God, no. Religion is not for me, my guy. But I find it interesting, the different elements of Anvil. I think it's going to be quite interesting. But anyway, I think we'll close it out by just saying, like, I hope that the LARP hype is real for everyone. I hope that you guys are all so excited for Empire. I cannot wait to hear what everybody gets up to this weekend. And stay tuned for the recap episodes.
Yeah, and thanks to our Patreons.
Oh, yeah, thanks to them. You guys are all phenomenal. Like, I was, they've stuck through the shift of the change of pans and power.
Exactly. Rather than just having Dave keeping Ian from going off on tangents, you've got two people who just go off on their own tangents.
Oh, yeah, no. What's better than just one person with a slightly addled mind? All right, let's roll a dice.
Oh.
Da, 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 da. And we are thanking. Oh, this is amazing. Josh the Bosch. Thank you so much for supporting us, Josh. You have the best surname. Like, well, no, the best username, anyway. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you for. You're also our newest Patreon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Welcome to the club, my guy. I hope that it's interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Josh. And thank you, everyone else. You guys are literally keeping us going by helping pay all of our upkeep costs and things like that. So you guys are all phenomenal. Thank you so much. And we'll see you guys. We'll see you guys in the...
Oh, hopefully see you guys in the fucking field.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Let's go.